Good morning and welcome once again to In Focus. I'm John Sims, and joining us again as they joined us just a little over a year ago, Doug and Mo McSwain, local mental health advocates in the Tyler Smith County area. Doug, the co-chair emeritus of the Smith County Behavioral Health Leadership Team. Mental health concerns, mental health issues, just everything that has to do with addressing the whole issue of mental health is our topic this morning on In Focus. Welcome back, Doug and Mo. Great to have you with us.
Good to be here.
Thanks for having us.
Don't forget, In Focus is available online. Just go to ktbb.com/infocus. InFocus is uploaded to our website by the day after the show airs. Doug and Mo, married couple for many years now, I'm sure. And Doug, a local attorney.
42 years.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. August, as of August 13th.
As of August 13th. So you just celebrated an anniversary.
We did.
And along with that, you have so much other work to do in the community. You've been involved with mental health issues for a number of years now, I should say. You're very passionate about it, and you have good reason for being so. And let's start off again by having you tell us your personal story, how you got involved.
Yeah, so our oldest son, Patrick, went to Texas Tech. His first year there, he called me on the phone and asked me how long I'd been in the mafia and why did I put the chip in his head.
Oh, boy.
And that began what was a long, dark journey through the field of mental illness. You know, we had to take Patrick all over the country trying to find help because there really wasn't help in Smith County at that time. So we ended up taking him all over, eventually to Shepherd Pratt in Maryland, where he received treatment. And, you know, he came back after taking treatment, was faithful and adhering to his medication regime and doing the things he needed to do. But suddenly, he stopped taking his medications.
Mm-hmm.
And it became an effort for us to try to get him back on his medications. We could never get him to go back on, and then he committed suicide.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he was a warrior. He fought his disease, but that disease is devastating.
Mm-hmm.
So that's our story of Patrick.
All right, in thumbnail form. And so what happened then? You and Mo decided you needed to take action.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you want to?
Well, I wanted to go to the beach and never see another person. But Doug,
yeah.
Doug jumped in and has gotten us involved, and he's made a huge difference in the community. So there's nobody like a parent who can make things happen when you go through something with your child like that. Parents are the best advocates.
Okay, so the first move was, we're going to be talking today about something coming up in October, and this will be, I believe, the sixth year it's happened. It happens at Green Acres Baptist, okay.
Fourth year, I thought.
Actually, the first one I recall was in 2014, so that would be 6 years. 4 years since it was taken over by Samaritan Counseling Center.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, was that the first thing that you got busy with once you decided to really get passionate about this, or were there some other steps that you took before that came to fruition?
No, I tell this story on Fred Smith. Fred was the first person I called. I
mm-hmm.
was sitting down trying to decide.
Fred, by the way, for the uninitiated, is a long time. He's been active for many, many years, basically in Christian-based leadership efforts, philanthropy, and now a group called The Gathering, which is a consortium of Christian philanthropists and Christian philanthropic organizations. He's flown below the radar a lot, but not exclusively, and he's just been real active in just different types of helping ventures in the community. So with that said, go ahead.
So I went to Fred knowing that Fred had the expertise, and one of the things I wanted was, because of the stigma and because, you know, the community doesn't want to talk about mental illness, we decided that we needed to create a conference on mental illness to educate
mm-hmm.
the public, educate the press, educate people in East Texas about mental illness and its effects. So I went to Fred, I'll never forget this, went to Fred, said, Fred, I got this great idea. So I think I want to organize a conference on mental illness, and would you help me?
Mm-hmm.
Fred goes, no, and stops. And so I was depressed. I went back home, sat in my chair, and then I realized I wasn't approaching this the right way. It was kind of like, I'm going to do this, God. Will you help me? And instead of going, God, what do you want me to do? And tell me where I go. And the Lord conveyed to me very clearly that night that I had been approaching this wrong and I need to approach it differently.
Okay.
And basically put me in a situation where, you know, this, I'm not talking about God coming down and speaking to me, but that, you know, communicated to me, you're in a boat. I've got the rudder. When I pull over to the side, I'll tell you what to do, and then you come back on the boat, and then we'll keep going. So it's just hilarious. So the next day, Fred Smith calls me and says, the Lord will not leave me alone on this. I'm going to help you do your conference.
Yeah.
And so we did the first Peace of Mind conference with Fred helping me do it, and of course had Kay Warren, you know, Rick and Kay Warren, the purpose-driven life.
Yes.
Their son had committed suicide, and so Kay was our first keynote speaker. And the interesting story to Peace of Mind, just to show you how prevalent the issue of mental illness is, we, a month ahead of time, we had already filled the limit for registrations at Green Acres. And, you know, we had a waiting list of 200 trying to get into Peace of Mind, and we were getting calls like, please, my son, my daughter has mental illness. I need this. I need this. Can you get me in? By God's grace, we were able to get them all in, and the conference was full. And so I think the whole community that were involved with the organization of the Peace of Mind conference realized how significant the issue of mental health is to our community.
The next Peace of Mind conference is not too far down the road. It'll be coming up on Friday, October 4th, again at its, I guess what you'd have to call at this point, its permanent home, at least until further notice, Crosswalk Conference Center at Green Acres Baptist Church. And we're going to talk about that more in depth as we go through the show today. Right now, reminding everyone, I'm John Sims. This is In Focus, and we are talking to local mental health advocates Doug and Mo McSwain on this edition. Getting a little bit away from the Peace of Mind conference for now, as I suggested a moment ago, I guess the next big step was to form the Smith County Behavioral Health Leadership Team, which is really the crux of what we're talking about today. Tell us how that came to be and kind of give us a brief thumbnail on how it started and where you are with it right now.
Well, the interesting thing about it is I started calling all these entities like the Andrews Center, the hospitals, that deal with mental health, city, county, nonprofits, and I realized that they had never met in the same room again, the leaders, and they didn't know what the other group was doing. They were focused on their group, and it was kind of a silo effect. So we put together a meeting, the first meeting of the behavioral health leadership team, brought in the representatives into the same room, and it was the first time they were in the same room together. And as we went around and discussed what each group does, it became apparent. I mean, there were groups doing the same thing, okay, and didn't know about the efforts of the others.
Right.
So, you know, the resources, which are limited in mental health, the limited resources were not being optimally used. And that's what came out, like, Group A doesn't need to do this if Group B's doing it.
Yeah, duplication of effort. Yeah.
Yeah, Group A can do something else because there's so much needed. So out of that was born the Behavioral Health Leadership Team, and through the help of the Meadows Mental Health Policy Institute, they provided two consultants to help us begin to develop that. And out of that came the Behavioral Health Leadership Team, which has been meeting faithfully and has been accomplishing a lot of goals because we see the effect of a collaborative effort. You know, the grant writers look for collaborative efforts, the ability to get grants. You know, the BHLT is a very large part of the selling factor of Smith County.
Okay.
And so that has been meeting faithfully, has been growing, has been accomplishing goals. We've got some big goals we still want to accomplish, but you know, most recently, as I told you, we just got a grant from the federal government, the SAMHSA, for over $900,000 over 4 years to create a jail diversion called assisted outpatient treatment courts.
Yeah.
So okay. That's one thing. The UT Health Science Center just got a $750,000 grant to put psychiatric services into rural areas, mm-hmm. which are so underserved. East Texas is so underserved mm-hmm. in this area. And not only that, at UT, they created a residency that's going to take effect next year for psychiatrists.
Okay. So talking about the Behavioral Health, Smith County Behavioral Health Leadership Team, Doug and Mo McSwain, local mental health advocates, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. So today you have, I believe you told me before we went to air, 42 representatives yes. on the Behavioral Health Leadership Team, and you have public meetings a couple of times a month. Is that when they are?
No, not a month. It's
every other month.
We've got subcommittees that meet and develop what needs to be presented to the overall group for approval. But they're in each area, like crisis, you know, a crisis action team deals mm-hmm. with how you handle somebody in crisis. Prevention, intervention, and maintenance is one of the most important, and they try to determine how do you get to mental illness earlier, because if you can get it when it's in its incipient, its early stages, the chances of helping them become substantially improved. And so PIM, Prevention, Intervention, Maintenance, does that. And also because faith is an important component of developing your mental health areas, we created a faith committee because most likely the first place they'll go to is to their pastor, rabbi, mm-hmm. faith leader when they're dealing with mental illness and talk to them.
Oh,
so
okay.
They're a lot of times front lines, mm-hmm. and we wanted to get to them.
One of the reasons that I asked you when you meet is that I wanted to let everyone know that these are public meetings, and the you're in the Behavioral Health Leadership Team is still growing. You don't have any official nonprofit status yet, and no specific web presence, although there is a lot about you on the internet. All you have to do is Google and you can get a lot of information. But in that light, we really need to give out some contact information. And you tell me that the best person to contact if you want to get involved with this project, the Smith County Behavioral Health Leadership Team, is Dawn Franks. Dawn has been in the community for many, many years, grew up here, was one of the founders of the East Texas Crisis Center, and now heads up an organization known as Your Philanthropy, which grew out of one of Fred Smith's projects, interestingly mm-hmm. enough. Dawn's office number is 903-617-6331. That's 903-617-6331. We'll try and give that out a few more times during
That'd
the show.
Great.
If you want to get involved with this project, that's the person to contact and the number to call. Dawn Franks with Your Philanthropy at 903-617-6331. Go ahead, Doug.
And Patty Garner is a part
yes.
of Your Philanthropy, so it's kind of Don and Patty. So mm-hmm. if you don't get Don on a call, you get Patty, you've reached the same
mm-hmm.
goal.
And Patty has a long history in the community as well. Used to head up the Red Cross, CASA, which is also known as, which is officially known as Court Appointed Special Advocates. She was the executive director there for a long time. So a couple of folks that have been in the community and nonprofit work for many years know the community. And Don is actually the project coordinator for the County Behavioral Health Leadership Team, just
yes.
in case you want to get a title associated with all of that. Again, visiting with Doug and Mo McSwain, local mental health advocates on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Things that have happened in mental health since you were on the show, which is about 14 months ago. I know you've covered some of those. Were there any specific things that you kind of wanted to pinpoint right now that have happened in maybe the last year or last 14 months that you really want people to know about that have kind of advanced you beyond where you were maybe a year ago?
Well, yeah. We've now have representatives from city, county, you know, like Judge Moran is a really good county judge and knows this area. And we started to begin the effort of what are we going to do? And one of the ideas that we have is developing what we call a one-stop facility or a psychiatric mm-hmm. facility that the police can take them to rather than the jail when they're in mental crisis. And we're working on developing that.
And that's going to be called a mental health crisis center? At least that's the working name for it, something along those lines?
It'd be a crisis stabilization unit.
Crisis stabilization unit, okay.
That's what it's at under Texas law.
Okay.
In the mental health code.
Okay.
So we're working on doing that. As well as there are a lot of things, a lot of balls being juggled by a lot of people.
Mm-hmm.
And if you contrast that to 14 months ago, we were getting some of these things going, but now it's not just getting them going, it's making them happen.
Mm-hmm.
And we're starting to see real tangible steps to making it happen. It took us that time 14 months ago to begin to put together the plan.
Mm-hmm.
We've now put together that plan, and we're trying to do it.
Okay.
And, you know, I'll just tell you this, Don Franks and Patty Garner are the best. I mean, they're really good.
Sounds like you just have a really, really good team put together, just the right people doing the right things. And the different mental health facilities, you mentioned the Andrews Center, Samaritan Counseling Center, which is a big player. They're the ones that are putting the Peace of Mind Conference on now. The hospitals, individual doctors, psychiatrists, law enforcement, local government. It sounds like everybody is on that Smith County Behavioral Health Leadership Team who... well, not everybody. You can always use a few more,
but
it sounds like you really have the key players in place right now, and you're moving forward with that. One of the things, and as I was researching for this show, I ran across three newspaper articles, a couple from the Tyler Morning Telegraph that have come out over the past couple of years, one that made it into the Washington Post, and taken as a whole, I don't remember how much each of them dealt with this topic specifically, but the suicide rate in Smith mm-hmm. County is astounding. It is just absolutely way mm-hmm. out of proportion. And you've, of course, had that personal experience. And I mention that because all the more reason to really, I mean, there are a lot of aspects to mental health, but just the suicide rate alone is an eye-opener.
And I'd, you know, Mo and I both get calls regularly from family members who are trying to figure out what to do when their loved one is presenting with suicidal ideology.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mo has a really good ability to listen, and she takes a lot of those calls. And, you know, Mo, you might comment on something.
I was just going to say, I think it's your turn, Mo.
Oh. Well, I do have a lot of contact with women who have children or perhaps a spouse who's struggling with mental illness, and it's so misunderstood. I think that's one of the most important things Doug and I can do is educate people and talk about it more so that if you have a loved one who's struggling, it's not so foreign to you. I didn't know anything about mental illness until our son had it, and then that's how I learned, but if people can be more prepared. So I do enjoy encouraging women who are in the same shoes that I was in at one time and letting them speak freely to me because I do understand, because I've been there, I do understand what they're talking about, and I think it's encouraging to them to have someone who understands. We all need that, so...
Okay, I guess that's pretty much it in a nutshell. And we mm-hmm. may call on you again later in the show, so keep your make sure to raise your hand if you want to speak.
Okay.
John Sims on In Focus this morning. Welcome. If you're just joining us, Doug and Mo McSwain, local mental health advocates, with a focus on a couple of things today. The Smith County Behavioral Health Leadership Team, of which Doug is the co-chair emeritus, and also the Peace of Mind Conference coming up in October. Those are our focuses this morning on In Focus. And again, if you want to learn more about really, I think, practically practically anything we're talking about today, that contact person is going to be Dawn Franks with Your Philanthropy in Tyler, and her number is 903-617-6331. And as Doug mentioned a moment ago, if you don't get Dawn, you'll get Patty Garner, and either of them can point you in the right direction. A little over 10 minutes left in the show, and I think it's just about time for us to talk more specifically about the Peace of Mind Conference. Again, this will be the sixth one that you've done. I've been able to attend three of them myself, and I got a lot out of them. It's just an amazing experience, and I've had some mental health issues within my own circle of family and friends, so I can certainly relate very strongly to what's happening there. This will be the sixth. The last several have been put together by a relatively new but not so new anymore agency in town called the Samaritan Counseling Center. What is the Peace of Mind Conference all about? Where is it going to be? We already mentioned that. But review for us, if you would, Doug and Mo, where it's going to be, when it's going to be, and what people can expect this year.
Yeah, so I'll speak initially to that, but the Peace of Mind Conference is going to be at Crosswalk at Green Acres on October 4th.
That's a Friday.
And that's, I think it starts at like 8:45 in the morning.
Online, it says 8:30 to 3:45 in the afternoon. So it's pretty much, it is an all-day conference.
And they can, and people can find out more about it because the Samaritan Counseling Center puts it on. And if you go to the websites, you can go to peaceofmindtyler.com,
right,
and see all the speakers that videos of the speakers that have been already. I think we're particularly excited with this year's Peace of Mind because we've got a world-renowned specialist in neuropsychology by the name of Dr. Caroline Leaf, L-E-A-F. Dr. Leaf is known, and the fact that we've got her as our keynote speaker is amazing because she is well known through the field that she's in. She does research. She knows how to treat mental illness. She is looking into brain functions and things like that as to how we better treat mental illness. And she's going to come and speak. And, you know, I would think that if I was a family and I had a child or a spouse that was suffering from mental illness, I would want to know what the new treatments are and what can be done.
Sure.
Dr. Leaf is going to speak to that. And there's others that are coming. It's going to be a really good conference. But, you know, the interesting part is you're still dealing with personal stories.
Yes.
And Peace of Mind deals with personal stories. I mean, we had a speaker, Mike Vinny, who at the age of 8 years old was, you know, aggressive, you know, out of bounds, and finally got therapy, and now he speaks on mental illness and is really good. But I think for Mo and I, the best thing about Peace of Mind is it lets people know, hey, it's okay. You're not the only one that's facing this disease. There's others facing that disease, and it's prevalent. East Texas has the highest suicide rate in the state by far. We've got the most incidences of mental illness problems. And so, you know, I'm always amazed whenever I talk to somebody. You know, my example is Neil Franklin, who was the co-chair.
The co-chair of the leadership team.
Of the leadership team.
Yeah.
Running for
county commissioner. Yeah.
Anyway, Neil came on and was co-chair. He really attended it basically because he ran the EMS response team and wanted to see what was going on.
Yeah, with the ETMC back then, yeah.
Yeah. And then not too soon after he got on, he found out that his family was dealing with a mental illness problem. And so it moved from the stage of I'm in here monitoring what's going on to I have to deal with this.
I have a personal stake in it.
I have a personal stake. And I think that's, Mo may sure want to speak to this, but I think that's, when she gets calls, I think that's how she reassures people, but you can.
Yeah, Mo, let's hear a little bit from you about that.
Yeah, well, there's probably hardly anybody who's not affected by mental illness somewhere in their family or maybe have a friend who struggles with it. And And like I said, I've learned so much myself. I just didn't understand it. But it's an illness just like if somebody has diabetes or cancer, you know, you would treat those things. You would seek medical help. And it's the same way with mental health.
Yeah.
You seek treatment. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It's nothing that the person caused themselves. It's just brain chemistry is off. And they can receive help and learn to manage their lives and live a productive life. So I think it's important for us as people who care to offer them hope and steer them in the right direction.
Mm-hmm. And the word stigma, we can't do the show without, in spite of everything you're saying and that we're talking about today, there is still this huge stigma attached to mental illness.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of progress, as I see it, has been made to get past that, but there's still a long way to go. And that is basically why we're here talking today. Just quickly reviewing the Peace of Mind Conference, and I know the it's been free of charge the past several years. Is that going to remain true to form this year as well?
I think we're going to ask for donations this time. You know, cover lunch and things like that.
And I think you've done that in the past. No official cost, but donations graciously accepted.
Yeah.
And you can find out more by going to peaceofmindtyler.com. Peaceofmindtyler.com. Again, it's Friday, October 4th at the Crosswalk Conference Center at Green Acres Baptist Church on Troop Highway in Tyler, 8:30 in the morning until 3:45 in the afternoon. And, you know, based on the three that I've been able to attend, I would say it's well worth it for anybody who has anything at all invested in this whole topic. A contact person, again, Dawn Franks with Your Philanthropy, who is the project coordinator for the Smith County Behavioral Health Leadership Team, 903-617-6331. You can talk to her or to Patty Garner, who works alongside Dawn in the Your Philanthropy office. And they can, I guess, pretty much either address anything and everything we've talked about today or at least point you in the right direction. I think I'd be remiss if I left out a mention of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Yes.
I happen to be a member of that.
Yeah.
That's a very, very well-attended support group. They have two components. They meet once a month in different locations, and you can find out more about that from just making that phone call as well. And it's something that I certainly recommend if you feel like you need any type of support, if you're dealing with mental illness as a patient or as someone who has a family member or close friend who's mentally ill.
Well, and NAMI has family-to-family groups,
which
are families dealing with mental illness. Mildred Whitty at NAMI Tyler has done a wonderful job. NAMI has grown in size and provides a great ministry. And, you know, I talk with Mildred pretty often, but, you know, Mildred's a pistol. And when she decides she's going to fire a gun, she gets things hopping, and so NAMI is Tyler is really growing into one of the best NAMI local organizations in the state, if not in the nation.
Coming down close to the end of the show, and if you and your loved ones are facing a mental health crisis, what do you do? You can call Mo. We know that just from her telling her stories. But is there just kind of a short, simple answer for something to do in that situation?
Yeah. So if your loved ones is in a crisis situation, in other words, they're threatening harm to themselves or others, then you're going to call the police and ask them to come out. We are developing a crisis intervention team, which are specially trained officers that can come in and manage the mental health issues. And Jimmy Toler and are all trying to get this going, and Union County Sheriff Smith. But you make that call to the Andrews Center. That's the focal point line, and they actually have round-the-clock coverage. So if you're at 12 midnight, they've got a number for you to call that will connect you to somebody who can give you advice and help you determine. But in a crisis situation, if they're a danger to themselves and others, then you need to call the police to come out. During hours, normal business hours, the Andrews Center has a team that also can come out. So I always recommend, if it's not a life-threatening crisis situation or some harm, that but it's just somebody having a meltdown, then you do the Andrews Center and make a call to them and let them send out their task teams that are specially trained.
Wish we had a little bit more time to talk, but we've covered a lot of ground today, and it's been great. Doug and Mo McSwain, local mental health advocates, our guests this morning on In Focus. Thanks so much for joining us and sharing.
Well, thank you for having us.
Doug and Mo McSwain, local mental health advocates, our guests this morning on In Focus. I'm John Sims. Thank you for joining us. And as always, we will see you again next week on In Focus.